ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. This podcast is an Andy Vlogs production in association with All Games Played. You are listening to...
Shh, Mom is talking.
And I'm gonna push you up to there.
You can't push me.
Are you kidding me? I'm a man.
You're that strong?
This is the epitome of pregnant. The epitome of pregnant.
Holy cow, I look huge. Hi.
Perfect. Okay, you need me to fill up your water?
I'll just do one leg. I'm gonna sneeze. It's 8:46.
Did you guys see that?
Thought it was midnight.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Can you believe it? We are finally doing it. And we are both looking into that camera. Evie, remember, we're looking into that camera right there. After much request. After many requests. See, I'm not used to this. It's been a while. And after a lot of people who have talked about this. Maybe it's just a conversation starter. Maybe it's the truth. But a lot of people have been requesting that we bring back the podcast. I need to get back into the frame of mind right now. And so we're doing it.
Here we are.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. This is for you.
And you. So we got two cameras here. I'm at my desk. I didn't want to do the whole setup just because of how long it takes. But it's funny, Nick, golly. Man, I have started on the wrong foot on this podcast.
What?
It's funny. It took me about the same amount of time to set this up as it takes for me to set up back
there. I watched like 2 episodes of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah, it took me like an hour.
Why did it take you so long?
Well, I had to move this. This is our video... Not a video.
Oh,
this is our sound.
Screen? Oh, it's
our soundboard's here, and then I couldn't get the camera to have the right angle so that we looked low enough, but it also was in frame. And then my monitor, because I have 2 monitors, but had this, I had to move the monitor that's literally right here out of the way.
And then my mustache.
And then my mustache had to be trained. And then over there was my video card. It's now right in front of me, because I was getting a horrible hum. I've been getting this electric hum. If any audiophiles out there know how to get electric hum off of your mics, I tried everything, but I think I got rid of it. So I think it sounds pretty clear. You can't hear it, but I can in my ears. And then I'm looking at the levels there, and it could be super loud.
It
might not be.
You're going to start crying later. I knew it was loud.
Okay, I'll let you hear it. This is the first time, ladies and gentlemen, that I've given up the headphones. We've gone like 8 or 10 episodes.
Hurry up, just give them to me.
But I'm the professional. There's a lot of cool things to play with on my desk. Got a lot of things I can... Okay, I'm just trying to talk so you can hear.
This all I hear is you. I don't want to hear you. I want to hear the buzzing. Yes, I hear it.
Well, that's the fan of my computer. What I'm talking about is like a high-pitched screech. Like...
Oh, no. Mic check. Mike,
so you can hear yourself pretty good, right, Evie? But remember, it's right there that you need to talk. Okay, we've wasted enough time here. We've already wasted enough time. A few things have happened. For some reason, the iTunes got turned off. I think it's because I stopped paying for the service.
Oh.
So I used this service, Podbean, where it was free. The first 10 episodes were free, and then I had to start paying. I started paying, and that's when we stopped. So I paid like 3 months. And we didn't even do anything.
That's why we stopped.
No, I'm willing to pay money. The problem is we stopped doing it because life got hectic. And the last episode was, what, May? We are just ending school, and now we've just begun school. So you guys missed all of summer. Yeah, all of summer.
I thought we did something in June.
No, I don't think we did anything in June.
Oh. Well, that's weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. So anyway, as the intro showed, for those who are on the video, you notice that Evie is much with baby. And the adjective here is much. You're much with baby. So let's talk about how you feel right now, how you feel today, and then we'll kind of recap. And then, as the title suggests, epidural is the question. To induce or not to induce, epidural is the question. I came up with that as we were walking down the stairs. What do you think about that? I'm so creative. Like, I astound myself sometimes of how just witty and great I am.
So, about me.
Okay, yeah, let's get on with you. So, how do you...
Well, today was just a lot. I'm super tired. Like, usually around 8 o'clock, yeah, I'm tired, but I don't want to go to sleep. And I'll watch stuff or I'll do something.
Why is it? You're exhausted and you're not sleepy?
Yeah, but...
Do you think
I easily could have fallen asleep if the boys didn't come in my room just like, 20 minutes ago?
Yeah.
It's almost 9. I'm really tired right now.
You don't need to sit up. Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I don't want to be like
that. That's like the main thing the last 3 months is comfort, I think. Managing comfort is huge. And you notice how I used huge because it's kind of a play on words because of how huge you are.
I am.
That wasn't that funny.
What is this?
You didn't even laugh. But you are huge.
Wah, wah. Is that where you're going to put that sound in?
Nope, I am not going to be putting any of that sound.
Where's our sound thing?
No. I do have a soundboard, but we're not. No, we're not installing that. We're not doing the bam, 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 bam. Yeah, so keep talking. So today, what did we do today? Okay, I'll be quiet.
No, just lots of stuff. I'm tired. If you remember, lots of heartburn. That's still going on.
Are you taking Tums?
Well, I'm starting to again. I don't like them. I took one today and I was like... But I did buy more of that.
Like one single tiny Tum? You gotta take more than that.
I did buy more of the antacid ones that the doctor suggested.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what they're called.
It's a really weird name. It's like acid away or something like that?
No.
Isn't it like a play on words?
No, it's like a weird medical name.
And it's not a... It's an over-the-counter drug, though.
Yeah, but it has a weird name.
Anyway, I'm breathing so hard.
Both... Oh, wait.
But
I can breathe again.
Are you tired? Are you, like, winded?
Maybe it's because I'm leaning forward. I got to lift her up.
Baby is dropping like it's hot. Drop it. Anything else you want to talk about today? How you feel today? We'll go over kind of...
No.
You know what?
I'm just tired.
You're just tired. That's about it.
I ate a lot. I ate 2 sandwiches, even though I was full of one. And then I ate more chippies, and then I had, like, 6 donuts.
Oh, boy. Did you have any soda?
I ate a whole can of soda.
Good.
And no, Mom, I don't eat like that every day.
She was just hungry. I didn't eat anything today. So, can we talk about me now?
Anything.
Can we talk about me now?
It's like dinner time. He's like, I haven't eaten anything all day today.
So, let's talk about that. This is all about Mom, but why don't we talk about Dad for a second? Because it's kind of psychological, and let me go over that. So, I've been... I'm having like a midlife crisis, like a semi-midlife crisis.
I thought you already had one of those.
But we're still in the process of it. That's when I first found my white hair. And now I have like a whole cluster in my, I'm showing you my beautiful face with the gross mole right here. So now that I've pointed it out, I think everyone's going to be looking at that. I shaved, by the way. I had tons of hair and beard. and I couldn't stand it because I kept getting a rash right here. Anyway, I got lots of white hairs, and so I had a mini midlife crisis, and then I gained like 30 pounds in the last 6 or 8 months.
30?
I might be embellishing it. I feel like I'm 180, but I'm probably less. I was a buck 50 for 30 years, and then when I hit 31 or 31 and a half, I gained weight, and I don't fit in anything. And so this year, I've gotten like all new clothes, and it's weird. It's not... I'm not going to size down, I'm going to size up. So everything's large, but I'm a slender guy, but my tummy's a little bit bigger. And so I get larges, but the armpits are like huge. This one's a slim cut, which goes up like that.
We haven't been able to find you a brand that tall, skinny guys. So it isn't $40 for a plain t-shirt.
If you know, remember, we're looking at this mic and this lens. Just look right into the lens. So, with that said, it's like I'm a little sensitive to my weight, but I'm not willing to do anything about it but starve myself, which is not good. But it's not that like
we're
don't want to eat.
I'm
well, I like to say that the last three, and I'll get into the 3 months, what I've been doing the last 3 months. I haven't been working out. I used this app that I did for a week, and then I started on the basement remodeling, and I made that as an excuse of working out. And I have. I don't think I'm 180 anymore. But, so I don't eat. So I don't eat breakfast, and then I eat a tiny lunch, and then I come home, and I eat dinner. And I'm kind of starving myself to make up for the weight that I've gained. It's probably very unhealthy to do that.
Well, you've always never eaten breakfast.
Yeah, but I'm starting to not eat lunch.
That's true.
I'll have, like, fruit for lunch, but... So that's the thing. So this summer, like right after the podcast episode, last episode ended, our basement flooded. And so that put a halt on everything. And so this whole room, this is the cleanest it's ever looked in like 4 months. And it looks really good because we just finished. We finished the basement.
I haven't seen this wall in months.
Four months? Well, we've had like everything leaned up against it.
And like, I'm ready to
organize. Was it Memorial Day? I spent like $1,500 on all the materials to finish the bathroom. And goodness, that day, literally, it rained hard and we had a flood in the basement. And this isn't going to be about that. I've kind of just talked about it tons on my Facebook and on my Instagram and then on my YouTube channel. And I have like 500 gigabytes of video of me fixing the basement as well as finishing the bathroom. And so that's what we've been doing. That's where all of my time and energy.
Feel how hard my stomach is right now.
Oh my gosh.
Don't push on it so hard.
Baby is so hard right there.
Everywhere.
Baby's hard everywhere. That was a throwback that we listened to. We went down that rabbit hole a few weeks ago. catching you up with the world. So that's what we've been doing. I've been actively posting on my Facebook, so you guys have been following along on the vlogs. About 4 or 5 minutes of just little episodes that I've been doing. But I haven't been talking about Evie. So this whole episode is going to be dedicated to the next...
Finally.
Our next decision. We're trying to lead up to it, man. You got to give context here. Otherwise, people are going to think I'm a bad husband, so I need to clarify, I'm making up words. What was I talking about? Oh, you. So we're going to bring back the podcast. I think I'd like to do is do it.
What do you mean bring back? This is probably, baby's going to be born next week.
And then we can keep going because you're a mom
for
the fourth time.
Baby's on here. Hey, guys.
Yeah, exactly. That would be unbelievable. Everyone in the comments, let us know if that would be cute. If Evie's like, hey, guys, I got to go.
I don't know what those noises were.
I was trying to recreate what babies sound like. It's been so long. I don't know.
This mic's too close to me.
So I think I've got it set up where I can just leave it and I don't have to like mess with everything.
Okay.
And then I like how the TV's on. That just gives you like some movement in the background and you can't see it on this angle. So I think we're going to do it this way. It'll be easier for us to do it and I can just throw it up and then,
Okay.
It'll be faster. So we're 15 minutes in. We finished the introduction. Let's talk about the meat of what we're talking about. Let's first go over kind of what to expect. So Evie's 2 weeks away. She's officially 38 weeks.
I don't know what to expect. Tell me.
You don't know what to expect?
No.
Really?
I don't remember anything.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were talking about baby and delivering.
Well, there's the lead up. I mean, let's talk about your last few visits to the doctor. So she still has the thyroid issue. We're still taking the thyroid stuff, although they said she doesn't need to anymore because baby's
done. No, they don't need to check my blood anymore.
Oh, it was the blood work because she had low iron. That's right. We've gotten past like the majority of the nausea, right? You're not nauseous anymore. You're still tired, like you said.
No, I'm still nauseous.
But they did test Evie for strep B, which she had with Theodore, and it's Nicholas. Positive. And Nicholas. So all of
our... Did I have it with Tono?
I thought you did. All of our kids have had... Well, Evie's had strep B throughout this whole process, which I'm not an expert. I'm not going to go into it. Just Google it. We Google it. Basically, Evie needs a drip of penicillin before she gets to like a 5 centimeter. And so I think I told the story last time where the doctors were supposed to know about the Theodore and the penicillin and they didn't give it to her. And I got real mad and Dad came out and I kind of went all, get out of here. We want someone who's competent. And we kicked the nurse out. If you haven't heard that story and you don't remember it, then we'll tell it.
That's pretty much it.
That was pretty much it. But yeah, so once we get in there, Evie needs to get a penicillin drip. And then we need to talk about our game plan. So to induce or not to induce? Or what did I say? Epidural or not to epidural?
Wait.
Let's talk about the pros and cons. And then we want your feedback. We want all you moms out there. We need you. No, we can just type it right here on an electronic notepad.
I like
notepad.
Paper.
Evie, are you being like one of those anti-tech people that are like, the internet's scary, bro. I don't even internet anymore. Speaking like of which, Post Malone put out a video where he's like, I don't go on the internet anymore. Not a video, but a song. So, okay, pros and cons. So, pros. What are the good things for epidurals? And please don't doggy pile. Well, you can doggy pile a little bit because I'm going to be the masculinity side, whatever you want. But we're going to be practical here because it's our situation, our baby. So get out of here.
Pro.
Kidding. So first pro.
Less pain.
No pain. Less pain.
Less pain. No pain.
So
you
I'm
still
actually,
feel stuff, right?
I'm happy that Evie's been convinced that there's going to be less pain, which is good because some women think that there's no pain. Some women have babies and there's no pain. Some have all the pain in the world. And we've talked to many people who've told us both sides.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing for you is pain, right? And that should be the most important thing. Let me put that caveat.
Well,
but my feelings too.
The more kids you have, supposedly, the harder and harder things get, which I have.
Says who? Your Instagram mommy blog?
No. Doctors?
They history. Said it's harder and it hurts more? No.
Yeah. With Theodore, I thought I was going to die.
Really?
It hurts so bad.
Are you just saying that?
No, I'm serious.
I thought you said Nicholas was the most painful.
No.
It's because you had that morphine drip?
No, it was Tono. Do you not remember me yelling, saying I'm done, I don't want to? And she's like, you gotta keep pushing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was like, I don't want to.
Okay.
My hair was everywhere and I was sweating. I was like yelling. She's like, don't yell.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, ah! And then she said, close your mouth, hold your breath, blah, blah, blah. I remember that. Remember,
hold
we're
on.
Looking at
I was,
that.
I was, it's hard because I want to look okay, at okay, you okay. And you're right here.
Because I've got the camera. Remember to look at that. So, yeah. So, less pain. Maybe put it again, pain, like as a second one, so you guys don't get mad at me and Doggy Pile, because pain's
no, important. I was going to add on to less pain, and you started talking.
Okay, keep going.
You always mess me up.
I'm sorry.
What's another pro? Oh, I'll be able to get some rest.
Okay.
Get rest?
I've heard both sides that people haven't been able to get any rest. But if it's like Theodore, it was so fast. You
okay,
were at
da,
like
da,
a
da,
6.
Da, da, da. That's something different. Just wait.
Okay.
Another pro. I can't think of anything. Pro.
Mentally, I think there's some mental relief, mental comfort. Comfort. I mean, pain and comfort are different. Like mental, like less mental anguish, just because the pain will add to the psychology and the weird thoughts and the...
Drugged up.
Drugged up is...
That's not how you spell drugged.
Two G's. Drugged. Drugged. Jeez.
Home row. Okay, home that's row, G. Yeah. There we go.
Drugged up. What else? Epidural. Everyone does it. It's like the thing to do, right? I mean, peer pressure. Come on. No, I mean, that's
maybe the pro is that it'll make me feel like things are gonna move along quicker.
That's what I meant. Mental comfort. Like the psychology, like it. It'll psychologically. It'll psychologically ease you. I don't know, whatever.
I thought you meant it'll just like calm me down.
Yeah, but it's like for you, Evie, when you've got things that stack up on top of each other, your volcano erupts. So if we can reduce the amount of stackage, and this is all mental stacks. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, so if we have a nurse who's annoying, it's at night, you didn't get any sleep, you know, your bed is annoying, you know, you don't have the right sounds, you don't have the right lights, right? You have all these things that stack up that annoy you, and then you add onto it the pain of each contraction, and that'll cause you to be like, I give up, I can't. Okay, so we've got a couple of good things here. So let's go cons.
Epidural.
Cons. Money sign. Gucci gang. Money sign. And we've heard it both ways. So we have a friend that said that their epidural was like $100. I have a buddy that, another buddy that said that theirs was like $800.
Yeah.
So... It all depends on the insurance. I need to call, and that's kind of my dad job, is as a dad and a husband, I need to call the insurance, let them know that we're ready to pop and that we might pursue epidural and what was the other word? Induction. We can talk about induction in a minute.
Okay,
so,
con.
They'll miss. Pain. They might miss. Oh, yeah. You'll feel pain.
Pain of... the epidural itself, I guess.
Sure. If you're fear of needles and you don't want to get hooked in the back and then to hit a nerve and for you to lose all feeling in your legs and become paraplegic.
That's the pain I'm thinking. Not pain of just getting poked, but the pain of getting poked and then something going wrong and it bothering me the whole time. Does that happen? I don't know.
I don't think that happens. The likelihood of it, I think, is slim. I think the studies show that there's like one in... 100,000, 200,000 that go wrong, or maybe 800,000. I think it's pretty high up there. A friend of yours just said that she swears she still feels the zing in her spine. I mean, the fact that someone's putting a needle into your spine, I've never liked that idea, even though it's like proven to be so successful. Okay, I'm rambling again.
I was gonna start talking. You made me forget again.
You. Don't do well with drugs. Drugs, any drug.
Drugs.
Does not.
No bueno. I can't type. I need to look down.
Yeah, drugs for Evie are no bueno. So she might have a horrible after effect, and we don't want an after effect. We want her to push that baby out, send the baby to the nursery, and then Evie to sleep a nice 10 hours alone without me because I'm going to go home. So.
I don't sleep for 10 hours. They come in like every hour to
but
bother
it's,
me.
But it's better sleep than you've been sleeping now.
And they're like, oh, do you want to feed baby? I'm like,
It's like, okay. Don't come bother me for 10 hours. Evie's so excited to be able to have...
I guess I should feed the baby.
No one bother her and have kids.
Well,
we're gonna have
usually I don't feed the baby right away because I can't. So they give the baby a bottle.
That's right.
Whoa.
Oh, hi, baby. What if... Evie, what if... Evie,
no,
Evie?
I'm fine.
I'm not even ready. I don't have my bag. Evie.
Cons.
Guys, we need to stop this vlog right now. My hands are so clammy. Evie, water just broke.
No, Theodore, when he was on the switch, no. And I was like, donuts, and he like put the switch down. He's like wiping his hands on his shirt because they were probably all clammy sweaty.
Can I help push? Will it pop?
It was, did something clear down here.
Will it pop? Pop.
Nope, no more.
We need to do a walk tomorrow. That's really important. Sunday walk.
I walked around Smith's and Walmart today. I'm good.
What about on your bike? Your bike. The reason why I've kept that bike is because it put you into labor.
I actually wanted to go on the bike the other day.
I need to pump the tires.
Okay, pain of the epidural itself.
We got, no drugs. We got derailed there. Horrible, horrible after effect.
What if it doesn't even work?
Exactly. What if it doesn't work? And she still feels every inch and nerve ending of pain and the fire and the rings. Okay, so that's 5-4. So the cons are winning already. So, I mean, if we're just speaking logically, I mean, let's...
Oh, here was my other con. What if I get it? We spend the however many hundreds of dollars, but I only have it for like an hour or two.
Right. What if it's useless? Because baby what just if it's comes wasted?
Like that fast.
Exactly. So this is my thought process. And I kind of had a dream about this, which I should probably talk about. I had a dream that I saw a baby. It was weird. She looked like my mom. She looked exactly like my mom. It was such an awesome dream. It doesn't matter. I don't want to spill it. So yeah, there's the wasting it, right? So many people say, I still felt all the pain. But
pressure, that's what they said.
But one of the best cons isn't getting rest. If you're one of those moms that labor for like 48 hours, you know, God bless you guys, you're doing yeoman's work. It's like, holy moly. I don't know how you do that. Evie, our first was like 10 hours. Most of your labor was at home. 12 hours maybe.
I woke up in the morning. We went to church that whole day from like 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. I was feeling something.
Yeah, and I was like,
and then we're like, maybe we should go to the hospital. And then they're like, yeah, you should probably stay. And then we had baby at 5 a.m.
So it was like, you probably had a 20-hour labor, but it wasn't like you were in the bed and we weren't in the room for like 20 hours. It was like 8 hours, and most of it was the night, and I was sleeping on that terrible, terrible fold-out couch. But I digress. So it could be like Theodore, where all of your labor was at night. You were in bed, moving around, shifting baby. You were contracting.
I can't.
And then your water broke in bed. And then it was like 2 or 3 hours after that. We went in, it was like midnight or 1. You waited.
I swear, every time we talk about this, you get all three boys confused.
Yeah, maybe I do. I feel like Theodore just slid out. Just like,
remember.
Get this angle. That's how it was.
All I remember is that I'm asleep in bed. I feel my water break. And then we left for the hospital like 30 minutes, 45 minutes later.
Which we should have gone sooner because that's kind of scary.
Because I was in the car having contractions and that was horrible. But what time was Doherty born? Was it 7 in the morning?
That's not recording. No, never mind. So, yeah. After we've talked about it, Evie, the thing is we also don't have like medical opinions, but... Does that matter here? Because we're talking about Evie, and it's Evie's choice. But I also...
It's my body.
I can... No, we're not going down that avenue.
I'm a brown woman, and it's my body.
Evie, you're being insensitive right now. I'm not trying to be like the beta male here, but it's like...
I don't care.
That's why I love you so much, Evie. I'm like really nervous because
all the doctors are old white guys. Well, they're not old, that old. But
I thought the guy that you had a few months ago when I went in was a Latino. He was totally Mexican.
Oh, there is one Latino, I think.
That'd be nice if he delivered you. But who cares? Man, I'm trying my hardest here. But
what were Evie, we talking bless your about? Heart. I don't remember. Bless
your
heart.
You're the best. That's why I married you, because you don't even care about that crap. Because, I mean, We'll just leave it there, okay? I'm glad we're a half an hour in and most people don't get this far. So she's a woman. She's brown and her choice is what matters. But I'm very, very persuasive. So I think we've decided. I don't think we're going to go with an epidural.
You're not going to do it. It wasn't until like 2 weeks ago that I was like really considering it.
But a good friend of mine said, just have the option on the table. Just
and that's what hold I'm it in your tell. Hand
and place it on the table so that it's available.
That's I think what that's, I'm going to tell him on Monday.
That's reasonable. Induction? Do you want to be induced?
I didn't even think about that until today. So I'm still...
Money. That. Why?
I just want this baby out. That's why I want...
But we only have 2 weeks, and I have a feeling that baby's going to come when baby comes.
I want to have her on September 21st.
Why? You want to call her, like, Wind?
Oh, my gosh.
You want to call her, like, Tempest? Earth, Wind, and Fire, but not, like, use Wind?
We can give her the middle name either September... Or, like you said, Wind.
That's a stage name, Evie.
Eleanor Wind. Earth. Two E's. Eleanor
Earth. Oh, gosh.
No middle name yet, so.
We haven't decided.
This has never happened before. We're going to wait until we see her, right?
You're so mean. There are people that legitimately consider that. Evie, I love you. You're a no bullcrap kind of a person. It's great. We're not judging anyone who decided to wait until they saw their baby.
No, but it's funny because this time it's true. But I want to see if she's brown
That's true.
Skin with brown hair or if she's going to be white with blonde hair. Oh my
gosh. Wow. Well, when baby goes up to heaven and color doesn't matter up there and she's stuck with the name Esmeralda or like
what was that name my mom no I'm not gonna say it
or like Patricia or something like that and she's like totally white.
Well, everyone keeps saying like, just give her my middle name.
You scarred me for life. You gave me the worst name ever.
I wouldn't want to give her my middle name.
No, we already gave Tono. Shoot. Which Dirty. One did we?
Dirty.
Yeah, because he's Pato. Uh-huh. We gave Tono Pericles.
Look, it stayed on my cheek.
Oh, gosh. But look at Evie. Isn't she gorgeous? She's so beautiful. She's so plump and round and pregnant and ready to pop. She's ready to pop. Stick a needle in her and she is ready.
Wait, which way? This way.
Pop. I don't really have any much else to say. We're at about 33 minutes. I think it's pretty good.
Bye, guys.
Should I do it later?
Mom's talking.
Put some questions down below.
Middle name suggestions.
Maybe we'll have a follow-up. I do really want to consider what you guys are saying, so please. With that being said, I think we're going to go ahead and close it here. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. We forgot to do the obligatory starting. You are watching...
Hey, wait, did it say that when...
Yeah, I turned it. But, hey guys, thanks so much for listening to... Guys,
I thought you were so grateful. Say something
we're grateful
else.
That you're watching here. Like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. You are watching...
Shh, Mom is talking.
Oh, you're the best, honey. I love it. Oh,
you love me?
Yeah,
kiss
so great.
Me.
No, I'm not going to kiss you on stream.
Thank you so much for listening to...
Mom is talking.
Like, subscribe, and write a review on any of the sites that you are listening to this on. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and check out some of our other content. Join us in next episode. This is Andy and Evelyn signing out.